morning, Your Honors. Thank you very much for yourself. For this year, may I please report? The Justice Department is responsible for the case. The central issue in this case, the issue of the case really hinges on is what is going on in the community today, but there's a past persecution. It's part of the reason the Justice Department has been able to raise the office to a level of persecution that has reversed course in the system, and we answer for the issue whether or not the presumption of law that the case was going to go back.
For our district's credibility, for the U.S. Commission to seek the more true credibility, to be mentioned, what does it take for credibility?
I did not say that Mr. Easley was not credible.
It's just so true that this one is a sin of this in the back. Since we are in the circle of believers, the stress of persecution and extension of the community, may I make this discussion so that I'm not sure for
you? Your Honor, where the court is already explicit in credibility finding, then credibility is reasonable.
Of course, it seems clear that if we were to see that the BIA and then the Truth Society is your call on your credibility, it's
I would disagree with that. I think that the board decided not to
Okay, how are the sentences defined in the question of any
matter? So in this case, the past persecution is clear.
What is wrong?
Pardon me, Your Honor?
What is wrong about
the fact that as a cumulative matter, Mr. Easley suffered past persecution. He was arrested and restrained by two police officers while other police officers repeatedly punched him in the face and body. Well, Your Honor, in the cumulative, yes, that's really bad, but also in the cumulative, he then was threatened that he would be arrested and severely beaten for a week.
Your Honor, that's the rest of the hour. I don't want to know about this first instance of this. It wasn't nice.
This is the central problem with the board's decision, is that they viewed each of these issues in isolation. He was beaten by security supporters and by police on occasion spanning years. He was given objective security to write a confession under threat of additional beating and detention by the police. The father of the victims did never require any medical treatment. Is that correct? Your Honor, the law is very correct. And Your Honor, the law of the circuit is pretty clear that the threat of medical treatment is not responsive. Well, this case is very similar to Kuo. In respect that there were multiple, that's G-U-O, G-U. In respect that he was threatened to work for very serious years, he was, and Kuo, there was no medical attention, and Kuo was found to have no serious injury. But this court found that the detention, the beatings, being punched in the face were sufficient to show that in aggregate, there was past persecution requiring reversal. This case is worse because there have been victims, and the victims are ongoing. The police and the police workers have continued to go to Mr. Easley's family's home and threaten him with death. Now, as far as the well-known fear, Your Honor, the court finds that there's past persecution and it shouldn't. Then, Mr. Easley is entitled to the presumption, and he's got his own security burden to rebut that presumption. Now, the court did not find that there was room to rebut the presumption. That's not the analysis. They don't even have to do so. This would be analogous to the situation in Forrest Scott, the appellant, the circuit has done in court. In every instance that Mr. Isay returned, he received more persecution. There was an unnatural change in circumstances that can prevent a presumption as well founded here. He used the court to find that this cumulative analysis does not require a finding in the court finds it reasonable that a person disagrees. Reading is appropriate because the agency used the wrong analysis. It did not consider these events in the area, but looked at each event in an isolated, independent way, and did not consider them as a whole. Moreover, because the board repeatedly says it considers each one of these incidents. For example, the law that states the Gonzalez talks about single detention being, and the board proposes that that law shows that Mr. Isay did not suffer past persecution. However, and then talks about just certain number of sources, and then it goes, the court goes on to describe each of the other incidents in an energy. I believe it's for intense, but such as father and mother and different. And notes in each instance, they are required to look at everything that go on the default, which is because they move from the periphery to the default. So I'm not sure your eyes are mattering to me. But I don't want to talk about it. But I'm going to try to finish it. And if you see that, I'm going to ask you what was the answer to your question. What was the answer to your question?
Or the supporters, as part of the behavior, as to change what it was to do a prescription. So, what is the question of the prescription? What did the police work out? The law enforcement is to worry about. It's because the police station is discriminating. It's related to only one of the methods that we use.
Thank you. the first trip to the United States in 2006, I started to think that after the first trip, and then returned to the United States after the third incident, and still went back, and then went back a third time following that third trip to the United States. So he did the church in the room, and he was part of the burying of this, you know, instances of the church. The short is, he's saying, the church used to be officially opposed to stone water, maybe a couple of years ago, and he considered all of these things, and he considered first the death of the harm that he had done, and then he considered all the harm that he would have been left by the supporters, and he did that first time. There's nothing in this decision that compels the conclusion or that is required to conclusion that the BIA would personally individually have to consider your situation. In addition, I think there's some reasons for this issue. The reply brief, the question that the immigration judge did not make a meeting with the first two members of the law and the institution. I would invite the court to the record of page 3 for further analysis of the institution proceedings in which the immigration judge referred to that particular dimension and indeed the history of the immigration judge. And the first question is, he does not find any evidence in the arrival of the persecution.
Judge Barber.
I do believe that the immigration judge made a finding, the board also reviewed that finding, and analyzed cumulatively and individually the harm, and found that the harm did not rise to the level of past persecution, and then the level of near future persecution. Because the record does not compel a contrary conclusion, that the court has a decision for review. First, I'd like to address the medical exception issue. The government has stated that she's going to require medical attention, and that's not really true. He didn't receive medical treatment, and he, when he was last year, in 2002, he was meeting with the mountain house. He got medicine. There are a variety of reasons that he might not get medical treatment, such as excess, cost, mandatory reporting from the hospital, especially if the government or government supporters are your attackers. Additionally, the board relies most exclusively on lack of medical treatment and discrimination that there is a post-persecution. And that's problematic because the government acknowledge it's not responsible. One must consider, and agents must consider other factors as well. As far as the well-founded fear, as I discussed earlier, those returns did not demonstrate that there was a well-founded change in circumstances. And so, he's going to be the person credible that she's in, he has what he has in the fear. The government says that his testimony regarding who the death threats are coming from is confusing and totally not accurate. On page 234 of the record, he states, they told me that these people knew at least something looking for me. They threatened to kill me. So, read that both movements, including the supporters, are threatening Mr. Nisik to death. This person doesn't count the death threats as credible. Qualified as persecution. So if he does face well-founded fear of persecution, he's still being persecuted by these senators. And taken all together, he has suffered his persecution for 2 times. With current events, if one thinks the United States is free, he was only off on Croatia for a few days, and then he returns, maybe naively, in the hopes that he would no longer be persecuted. When it's announced that now it's Lisa and the Indians who are searching for him, so he is from town, but also moving by. And then he decided that he is no longer temple for Peter. He returns.
Thank you.